Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Nice to see there's some good news to report on the goings-on in our game, and one of these gems concerns Fort Erie. I know it's thoroughbred, but it's a bright example of what can happen when people work together. That border oval, long on the brink of extinction, has been rescued again, and this time it looks like it'll be around for a while, thanks in part to the efforts of my guest on today's Trot Radio, Sue Leslie of Orion. Sue Leslie is on the other end of my line. She is the president and chair of Oriya. Sue, it's good to have you with us, and welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm. My pleasure.
I want to talk about a couple of things. First, good news about Fort Erie. It would appear that, once again, that historic border oval has been rescued from the brink, and this time it looks like the life support is going to have enough juice in it for at least 3 years.
We're pretty excited about Fort Erie, and that seems we always come through in the 11th hour. Certainly, these negotiations have been ongoing for months, and thankfully the province saw it in its wisdom to offer some financial stability. It's not that we're going to be plush with money. We aren't. It's going to be very tight, and we're going to have to run a tight ship. But at least now the fate of the success or failure over the next 3 years anyway will be in the hands of the new FELRC, the Fort Erie Live Racing Consortium, which is basically is composed of the HBPA, the town, and the FEDTC. So we're optimistic.
How did all the players come together to make this work? Because it seems that for years different methods were tried, and then they were all stopgap solutions at best.
Well, I think two major things happened. First of all, the town of Fort Erie, led by the mayor and Jimmy Tebear, who's the CEO of the Fort Erie Economic Council, and myself, we formed a union because the failure of Fort Erie would have devastated the town. It goes without saying devastated thoroughbred horse racing because we only have the two tracks, but the town relies heavily on that track operating. So we formed a bond, and they were very, very committed. We were able then to get Kim Crater, our MPP, down there on side. And then the big change happened in September when Minister Dwight Duncan's office took over for Mr. Smitherman, and he took a very different approach, and his staff, in meeting with them the many, many times we did, you could just sense that they genuinely were trying to find an answer. They certainly didn't open their arms up and throw money at us, but they were well-versed when we met with them the first time. Unlike prior administrations we had met with, didn't seem to really understand the situation.
That is a welcome change, because the complaint that we hear so often about politicians vis-a-vis racing is that few, if any, of them understand the game and even care.
Well, that's true, and I think putting my other hat on as chair of Oriya, I do believe that Oriya deserves some credit in all of this, because our board of directors last spring, when I took over as chair and president, made a decision that the number one priority for Oriya was to secure the 10-10 on the slot commissions for the racetrack and horse people. And once the board made that decision, we then formed a subcommittee who was chaired by Jim Bullock, who did a terrific job, and we literally went across Ontario and met with every MPP in Ontario and made sure that they understood the horse racing industry and understood what the 20% meant to the industry, and they did a tremendous job. They deserve a lot of credit, and I think that helped as well, because come September, when we got into discussions with Minister Duncan's office, they obviously had heard from some MPPs. It was very evident in the conversations we were having with them. So
there are some I's to be dotted and some T's to be crossed. One of them, I assume, is the fact that the town of Fort Erie, under this agreement, will grant $500,000 of its share of slot revenues to this not-for-profit consortium. Has that been agreed to?
Well, that has been agreed to, Norm. I can tell you we worked vigorously, all of us, December 30th and December 31st, because they were the deadlines that had been set both by the province and Nordic to have all the legal paperwork in place, and we were able to meet those deadlines. All the agreements have been signed now. They're in everyone's hands, and everyone is totally committed. The only little hitch we have left to deal with is the Ontario Racing Commission in terms of getting the FELRC duly licensed, and we're working with John Blakeney to make that happen.
As you survey the lay of the land, as it were, you take a look, and I don't want to stir up a pot unnecessarily, but No, you look at the situation, you see that, for example, Grand River, not for profit, doing very well. Of course, Woodbine is what it is, not for profit. This, in the case of Fort Erie, is a not for profit consortium. Do you think, given the state of the industry, we're going to see a bit more of this sort of structure to the industry?
Well, I will say this. I think, in terms of the politicians, it's somewhat comforting to them. Certainly when we went with the non-for-profit idea, their ears were much more open, because our commitment obviously is, if we're fortunate enough to make any money, it will be plowed back into live horse racing. There's no compensation for any of us sitting on the board. You know, the management team that eventually will be hired will report to the board, and it'll be run tight.
Let's talk about the quarter horses, because that indeed is a new wrinkle, certainly a positive one. There is a quarter horse track in Ajax, as we know. What, if any, was their response to quarter horse racing at Fort Erie? Do they see it as a threat? Do they see it as an opportunity for growth in the industry?
Well, I have not spoken to Norm Peekoff himself about it. I'm sure both he and Bob Broadstock, who represent the horsemen, were somewhat shocked when the announcement came out, because this was dealt with in a very confidential manner right up until the press conference. However, in speaking to Bob, the horsemen's representative, numerous times since then, I think once the initial surprise got past him, he now sees it as being a very positive thing for quarter horse racing, and it gives them more exposure. It certainly gives their owners and trainers more opportunity, and it should expand their sport, which is what they want to do.
Let's talk about the harness racing end of it for a moment, and I want to go back to the last annual general meeting on December 18th, where a bylaw was passed saying that one representative for each horseman's group could sit on the board, as I understand it. Is that correct?
Well, one representative from any group,
yeah,
not just the horseman's group.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's what gets interesting, and I'm just wondering how you managed to bring all the parties together. I know Bill O'Donnell, I know Daryl MacArthur, and I know Gord MacDonald, who represent three of the horseman's groups. Good guys, all of them. In the end, it turns out that Bill O'Donnell will be the representative, correct?
That's correct.
How did you get those three guys to go into a room and play nice?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, Norm, I don't know how nice it was or wasn't.
Okay.
None of us at the Board of Oriah were privy to the meeting or conversations that took place between the horsemen, which is as it should be, because I'm sure you do know the bylaws state that a respective position will be decided among that particular group. So it was up to the standardbred horsemen to nominate and back the person that they want to have represent them. And that can change, too. I mean, it's not a forever seat.
Speaking of tracks that are in need of help, there's a situation in Belleville. Has Oriah been in contact with the group Baymount, and is there any hope that there'll be a synergy there that'll finally get this track up and running again?
Oriah tries not to get involved in specific disputes, whether that's right or wrong. I sometimes wonder, but it's certainly our policy right now not to do that and to be more of a lobbying group and take the large issues of the overall industry and deal with that.
Well, it looks like you're heading in the right direction here. I mean, we've got Fort Erie hopefully back on its feet, and will be for some time. The harness horsemen are being represented in a way they want to be represented by Oriah. Good job, basically, is what I'm saying.
Well, gee, it's nice of you to say. I think the Board of Oriah does deserve some credit.
Please say hi to Heck Blue Chick.
I will.
And tell him I want to know who makes his hats. Because I'm a big fedora guy, too.
I think we all wonder that, but I'll pass.
I like it. Looks great. Sue Leslie of Oriah, thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Norm. Anytime.